All right, are we here? Where is here? Thank you, everyone who's listening. Thank you so much. Told you it was going to be a couple interesting weeks. Yeah, you're starting to see how we're starting to get a little momentum here. And I love you very much. And I appreciate any and all communication with me. And it is absolutely thrilling to get to connect and understand our participation here. And you're starting to see more humans with more light. And they're getting more capabilities. They're working naturally with our core. And it's just thrilling. And thank you. Thank you so much. This is Project Review Q Homesteading, where we aspire to be free on planet Earth. And I thank you so much for all the activity, all the actions. You guys are heroes. You're showing the way for so many. You deserve everything. So way to go teaching us how to do it. That's what I call it, doo-doo. Okay, today we're going to have about 5 hours of radio. Somehow I'm going to talk for 5 hours. Hopefully you guys will carry me. Topics that we will be working with today for 5 hours on all three shows. There's a big request for how much land you actually have on your planet. Again, looks like I have to be the tattletale. Your planet is very large, and there's key individuals with technology otherwise are making sure you can't see the other side of your land, your planet, and how it works with other planets. LED lights, I'd like to talk about that, how you can transmit disease with it, and how individuals are jumping into other people and or pursuing, in general, how aliens work against you and or if we believe in the aliens working against us, aren't we empowering them? And I'll recite a lot of Paul Hellyer's Canadian defense prime minister who's with us, not with us anymore. Very good story there. Paul Hellyer was a great communicator with the Senate and could prove that the Senate is an alien technology and mirrors the Galactic Federation almost perfectly. And we'll have to thank Star Wars for teaching us how the Galactic Federation works. Like to communicate today, as long as we keep regurgitating the past, the aliens that are observing us and doing their best to participate with us, they love it. Love it. Anything you can talk about in the past, you are in their system. And now to a story about homesteading. All right. Now this one's fun for me, really fun and personal. So the PRQ team, thank you so much for listening. I better do the radio thing. Sorry. For the people.space, you've got a nice piece of information there to work with and decide for yourself what's true and what's not. And then the PRQ team, there's people running around working for you all the time. And every time you call, there is a tremendous amount of personnel who want to hear what your raw complaints are, so to speak. So we're going around the systems. So complain all you want about what you're seeing in your environment, because we have to see what you're experiencing. We have to do it that way because you're in a dimensional reality that you're creating, you're participating with, and we may be in another dimension, so to speak, and not be aware of it because we wouldn't watch TV or we wouldn't get phone calls. So those dimensions are now separating all the time now. So if you don't go out, you're in another dimension. If you stay in, you're in your bubble. And that's how it works. So you're on a planet that you can expand can track. You can do many things with a planet. And so that's my great encouragement to you all is how do people like myself who want to help you and can help you, how are we going to do it if we don't know it exists in your dimension? And so it's very, very important that I get to hear any issues. And now you're starting to see fulfillment when people have problems with homesteading. I'm gonna make sure I understand what your homesteading problems are. I want to feel that information, because otherwise I wouldn't know it exists. In any event, here's my funny homestead story. So the PRQ team, they went out of their way to make sure. Love you too. Okay, so. The PRQ team went way out of their way to rent a home. And now this home is very unique because they position themselves to rent the home to improve it. So their means of exchange was really to improve the home. And then the owner, presumed owner of the home, would benefit from the improvement of the real property. So the real property gets improved, is the assumption a year later they can maybe sell it for more, or it's cleaned up and they can use it more efficiently because it's been remodeled. Now, this is a really fun story for me. And you know, I gotta love my PRQ team members because they will take the hits for you. They will take bullets for you. All right, so they rent a home and they lose their relationship with the homeowner. Maybe the improvement measures weren't that great, or maybe there's politics with the neighbors. Lots of things. Could be lots of things. Now, when I hear about this, and the PRQ team keeps moving around, they're really moving around, and they're looking for other homes, all for you. How do we get more homesteads established, make sure everyone gets free? So when I hear about this, I said, wait a minute, so you guys aren't going to live in that home anymore? No, you're going to move. You're going to keep advancing to other homes and find other opportunities for all of you. And they said, so that home's going to be empty and it's next door to an existing homestead? Well, what do you think Q's going to do? Q's got to have part of that, right? Q's got to have part of that. So, of course, I'm going to go get in that house. And then, of course, the lawsuits start, suing the PRQ team member in a county court with a house that is and or a parcel that is not homesteaded, but it's right next to and within a homestead. So now this is going to be fun. Now, what I'm desiring to do for all of you is give you the court case so you can watch Q go to. No, I don't know. I don't know if they'll let me do it, but it would be fun to go and see how court cases work at the county level on existing federal patented land. So we're working on that, and I know a lot of you are in this position. So can I patent a neighboring parcel on an existing encompassing homestead? Now, this one might be fun because a lot of us are in that situation. So as an example, your neighbor has homesteaded their property, but you haven't. Well, how will the county and state legislation look at that? Who's going to jail is my question. It's really fun. Anyway, BBS Radio, ready to take calls? I know there's hardly anyone calling in, and so I'm going to be fortunate to get any calls today. We're going to do 5 hours today, everyone, but I'm encouraged for all of you to talk about the gross volume of your planet, how you get to the other side of your planet. LED lights is on my list today due to some of my customers, and how aliens jump into your realities, where they're struggling, where they're being efficient, all those topics on the plate today. I think I have one more. The youth, how the next generation, how the next generation is coming through and saying, you guys are all nuts, you have gray hair, and well, I don't even understand anything you're saying. So the youth is really fun for me, and I do my best to talk to as many children as I can, reactively and proactively and spontaneously, and they're teaching me so much about what they're seeing in their life, and it's really fun. And so I wonder if I can figure out how to use this machine for calls, but using a technology that's not always friendly to me. Basically, I have a tough time working with these machines, and most of the PRQ team, we're shutting down these machines because they're trying to stay at a frequency delta other than ours. So if I use too much energy, you're doing, this is happening to you too. If you use too much energy, if you don't stay low enough, the machines break. So I did my best to coach BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS Radio. They're incredible to work with me. I've stated many times BBS Radio, because they have so much passion, some of their systems fail. And sometimes we get attacked and so forth. But a lot of time our hearts are going to overpower working with technology that is so low in frequency. So keep that in mind. Hint, hint. Because we're way, way past playing with an iPhone or this technology. Our consciousness is going to hurt machines now, so to speak, because we're living in our heart center so much more now compared to 20 years ago that, man, you need high fidelity now. And that's you. Thank you so much. Doing my best to entertain myself today. All right, let's get to some calls. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. You're making my show. Kathleen from California on line 3, descending a land patent in county court. Descending, like that word. Kathleen, are you there on line 3?
I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for showing up today. Teach us what you got going on.
Thank you so much. I never cease to be amazed at the synchronicity of things. As I got aware of land patents,
it's working, isn't it? It's working, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, I would hear, you know, even a couple of years ago, you'd mention land patents, and I felt like this is synchronistic with what I'm learning. But I kind of did an interesting thing. The bank foreclosed on our property, which was land patented and recorded in a different county because California won't record them, in November of 2022. And about a year later, they foreclosed and sold the property, and the new owners bought it. And not knowing really, but after the new owners bought it, I didn't know the timing. I had put a lien on the property and made the land patent an attachment so I could get it actually recorded in the county. Oh. So it's, you know, on the records there as an attachment to a lien. Well, the bank, the new owner must have went to the bank, because now there's a cloud on that title. And so the bank's suing us. For that reason, I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked at any of the paperwork.
Yeah.
And they're going to be requesting a summary judgment, because I didn't want to mess with them anymore anyways. But you had mentioned some paperwork or something that you said might be helpful, because this is supposed to be addressed in federal court, but of course they're ignoring every single thing. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, cool. Can I hold you there real quick so we can learn from this?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being brave and educating us. All right. So what county are we working with here?
Riverside.
Boy, that's my favorite place. I love San Bernardino. Gosh, I just love San Bernardino. Spent a lot of time there and worked really hard in this area. In Riverside, there are land patents there. So your words are mixed for me. There's lots of land patents in California where people are successful defending themselves. So please don't get discouraged. And you're correct. So if you take the past, and you know how I feel about the past, if you take the past issues and work at the county level, you're living at the alien level and or the negative level, so to speak. And when you work at the constitutional level, That's the only way you're going to be able to play this game, because they protect themselves. And you already mentioned that, correct? Still there?
Yep. Are you?
Yeah. You never know. You never know with me. Okay. So U.S. District Court is where you play this game. If you've done the land patenting in the sequence that I assume you've done, is you feel good about the sequence of events you've processed?
Yeah,
Homestead.
I followed the Ron Gibson process, and he actually helped me do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure
if
you're familiar with him.
He's really strong. Yeah. Really strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did that process sitting next to him. So
can you teach me how they got you off your property?
Yes. They foreclosed.
The bank foreclosed. And
yes,
you decided to listen to them, or did the sheriff say, get out of here?
Oh, no, it was, yeah, the sheriff. The sheriff threw us out after the new owners filed an unlawful detainer lawsuit, and then they just went ahead and had the sheriff throw us out, yeah.
Riverside County's really good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really corrupt. And in fact, you know, we've been mixed up with them a bit. But they went to the neighbors and said we were domestic terrorists and threatened to blow up our propane tank. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, everyone can fight me on this, but that's something an alien would do, wouldn't they?
Totally, totally. It's obvious.
I don't love you. I want you to go live in the streets, please.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chuck, I just called Chuck Schumer, and he wants you to live on the streets too.
Exactly.
So it is really fun for me to get aware how big this thing is. And the technology is very good. Okay. So what do you want to do now?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. You know, I had, before this happened, I had wrote a lawful notification letter to the sheriff, you know, praising him of my constitutional rights that he's supposed to support. And the day after he got that letter, he retaliated against us. So I've just been kind of watching from a distance, feeling pretty confident that the land patent is still the superior title.
Okay, so here's two ideas.
But it's even on the record, but I don't know what to do next, if anything.
Okay, so here is an idea, and it is the PRQ team, Hopper, big time, in many counties in the United States of America, Canada, Australia, many other countries, Sweden. The publication that's on the dashboard for homesteading on BBS Radio, there's a document in there, and I know the gentleman you worked with has them too. Go ahead and cite the sheriff and the attorney general and the governor of the state. Go ahead and send them the document, fill out the event, and then go ahead and see the response you get. Now, I'm suggesting you create a timeline to defend yourself. I'm suggesting you create a lot of drama. I'm suggesting that you stand up for all of us. It's up to you. But there is a document. You can cite the sheriff, you can cite the attorney general, and go ahead and send it to the prosecuting attorney for the county. And once that document hits their desk, watch what happens. Make sure the governor gets one too. So we're defending federal laws. That's what we're defending. And so if we play in their courtroom, then we're playing tennis in their courtroom, aren't we?
Yes, and that's why I didn't respond or go there or anything else. But I do have a question, because I was looking for the document. Are you talking about the public notice questionnaire, that one?
Mm-mm.
No, there's something else? I'm not seeing it then. Does it have a title?
See. Yeah, so this is the – if you trespassed – sorry, I have to – work this machine real quick here. Okay, so when you go into BBS Radio Homesteading, okay, let's see, I'll practice as well with you. BBS Radio Inspired with Q Homesteading. I do not see it either. And now, don't ever underestimate how well electronics can be undermined in real time right now. So you're in a war with not being proficient with these machines now. Okay, so BBS, help me there. BBSradio.com, BBSradio.com, homesteading.
Yeah.
And then the PDF form will be PRQ, homesteading. And let's see if I can get the acronym right. So we always do BBSradio.com, PRQ, homesteading. Should be able to query that. And in there, click here. BBS Radio worked really hard to click here for the PDF file and the steps to take. You hit that. Mm-hmm. And the document that I suggest you torpedo these people with is called, I'd send both of them to no trespassing sign posting notice, assuming you've put that up, but you don't have to. Notice to public servants, agents, or other persons is the second document, and a public servant questionnaire. So you're going to see USC sections 241 and 242 recited there, and once you cite them, go ahead and get it notarized and send them a torpedo. They will not like this at all. And then if you're really, really excited, just keep going up the food chain. So the county sheriff is the one you want to target. He's broken the law here. If you truly had a homestead and he truly evicted you with a homestead. So this is really about teaching county unofficials that they're not managing federal jurisdictions. So we don't want to use anger when we do this. We're just teaching. So federal laws don't exist in the county of Riverside is what we're saying. That's all we're saying. So I'm not a resident of Riverside County. I'm a resident of planet Earth in a country. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm not a Riverside County citizen. That's all we're explaining to you. So tell me where your laws exist and the federal government laws exist. Tell me where I have to live in my bubble of bullshit. And I need this on the radio, dear one. I really need this on the radio because now we can do something with it. Now, the people listening to us right now are going to go kick some ass for you. Can you keep calling me in? Just keep grinding on us. Keep grinding on us because we will not take any more bullshit.
I see the no trespassing sign posting notice.
Then the next document is notice to public servants.
It's just those two, right? Yeah.
Yep. So that document, it's really nice if you had their, you know, automobile number or their badge number, because it's not that big a deal. If you got their name, really powerful. But cite your, so now you have the claim against you when you got foreclosed on. You can put that behind the document, get it notarized, and send it to them, and let's see the response they give you. And I guarantee you this thing will move. We will get you taken care of. If you truly homesteaded it within the right sequence of events, I will make some stuff happen here, okay?
Okay. You're awesome. Thank you so much for getting just everybody's consciousness on this. I think it's really cool, and it's creating a lot of good energy.
My great love to you. My great love to you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. All right. Thanks. I'm told I'm distorting my audio move around, and I'm standing still. So I'm used to this. Yes, I am. Thank you so much. All right. BBS Radio helped me out with not a professional anymore. All right, let's see if we can get to one more here. C from Louisiana on line 4, how to step reference question on page 10 on an update. C, are you there?
I am. Hello, how are you?
Thank you for your patience. I am outstanding. Thank you for calling in and helping us.
Yes, thank you. So that document that you were just referencing in the last caller, I familiarized myself with that document. And I did come across some details on page 10 of the steps to take. It's the forever benefit. At the end of paragraph 3 on that page 10, there is an effective date of June 28, 1890. And so I am trying to find out, where does that date originate from?
Say the date one more time.
June 28, 1890.
Okay. As far as the application goes, or the subsection of the application? So it's a little tricky, those words. Basically, we found a way to defend ourselves, and that was the date in which it was enacted.
Okay. Okay.
And so it doesn't really have any determination, even though homesteads and land patents were much earlier, 30, 40 years earlier. That's just the application of, what do I do when the bank, Jim next door says he owns the land and I don't, all that stuff. That was pretty heavy handed in that duration of time, would be my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And at the beginning of paragraph 5, it does say that there is a standing on the books listed, and it lists a state and a county. Is that the state and county in which we're filing?
Yes. Okay. So we do it that way for now to speak to the county and state we're residing in. So they don't speak federal territorial descriptions. They speak parcel numbers. So that's the only reason I'm suggesting we do it that way. And the other people that may have helped homesteaders, how do we communicate with the law that claims they're the law of the land, sheriff, etc., if they don't even understand our language? So that's the only reason I'm suggesting we do it that way, and of course, defend yourself. Does that help a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And then I wanted to give you an update. I have removed my public notice at the courthouse, and so I still have public notices on the property. Do I leave those up while I wait out the 60 more days or so? Or do I put up the signs, or do I wait on the signs and wait till about day 90 before I add my trespassing sign?
Very good question. Most of the most successful homesteaders, land patentees, publishing public notice is to go ahead and have your neighbors take a picture with you in front of the public notice, date it with a newspaper, whatever you want to hold a newspaper up, take a picture, whatever, print it out, make sure you print it out, multiple copies, and then take it down. So that's, in most cases, you take it down so you don't bring attention to yourself, you don't make timelines for everybody else, and so you got it documented. You don't need to do it after the duration of time that's stipulated on the steps there.
Okay, so that's for the property. You can take
it down. Yeah, the public notice, take it down as soon as the duration is over with. But the trespassing signs already do that for you. So you would replace the public notice with trespassing signs if you wanted to be maybe a little more aggressive, more defensive. And that recites our federal laws. So now you switch over to trespassing signs, and or you don't. I can tell you many people on the, just pull out the trespassing signs when they need them. So if someone visits you and say, okay, first of all, me included. So who are you? You're Jim from the county of Nowhereville. Okay, cool. Before we start here, I'm informed by federal law, I have to explain to you that you're on federally patented land. And then you whip out the sign and you say, how would you guys like to proceed today? Now, in most cases, me included, I say, guys, you're going to have to leave. I'm sorry, you're on federally patented land and you're in the county of Norville. And so if you don't leave, I'm going to cite you, and the documents are on the BBS page there. If you don't leave, I'm going to turn you into the U.S. Marshal's office. So that'd be me being firm, but certainly that's the process I would suggest.
Great. Now, I do have one more.
Go ahead.
Were you going to say something?
No. Everyone's waiting.
Okay.
You're the show now.
Okay.
You're the show.
Great. Okay. So I'm familiar with the land grant patents, you know, when we looked those up originally, but I've come across some neighboring townships or sections that have military warrants. Are they treated the same as the land patent? Because it says the military warrant and it's a bounty land from the Act of 1855. And they're like the land patent, but it was originated or probably given to someone that was of military service. So I have a friend that is located in one of those sections. And I just wanted to know, because we wanted to start her process.
Yeah, very good. We have a relationship, discharge, same scenario from the Civil War. Same, it's still the same process. It's just that some of our service members were immediately given a homestead because of their service. Certainly, that would be common in the South of the United States of America. Not very common in the West, though. I'd be surprised if it was anything past Montana you'd see any of that. What area are we talking about?
We're in North Louisiana.
Yeah, so that would be pretty common in that area. You'll find a few of those. I worked in Arkansas quite a bit on a few of those topics. Can you say the title name again? Do you know the name of the title?
Military warrant.
Okay. So that's still a homestead.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
There's no difference in the, it's just, you just now have to be the successor of the warrant. So
well,
the process doesn't change. You just have to be success. You just have to have succession. So it should work fine. I'd really like to hear you do though. Louisiana is one of my favorites for sure because of the politics there. So let me know how you do. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. I did successfully record my forever benefits yesterday. So I'm just waiting out.
Nice job.
The whole 90 days.
Nice job. Okay, so call us back in like 30 days or whenever you feel like you got it satisfied. And then teaching us, we're really going fast here. So I just need one person every state on this call, and we'll get pain and free again. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. My great love to you. Thank you for the call. I wonder where I'm going to go next, because there's so many cool calls coming in, and I get this list of like legacy people and new people. And I just admire you all for calling me. Thank you so much. It's so fun. I get so much of incredible biofeedback from you when you're excited to talk to me. I'm excited to talk to you. So how do I pick? How do I pick when there's a million people calling that are so cool and so fun? Every one of you. Let's do Jules from Australia on line 5, homesteading in Australia. Jules, what are you doing in Australia? What are you doing, mate?
G'day. How's it going?
G'day. It's got how are you going? How are you going? What? Can you tell me what a bogan is? Please tell me? Can you tell me what a bogan is? I just still have, years in Australia, and I still can't figure out what it is.
I think Teresa had a special pack for you that she was going to give you with the full bogan pack with goodies in it.
There must be a there must be a book. All I'm down to is long hair in the back, shiny shorts and a tank top, and socks that are too short and too long at the same time. So that's where I left off. I don't know.
Anyway, not my cup of tea.
Gotcha. We don't want to judge people. We love them, don't we?
Yeah.
What are you working on? I'm so glad you called in. I was expecting you as well. We got to get on the.
Pretty
we gotta,
exciting.
We got to get rolling. Australia needs a lot of help, doesn't it?
It definitely does. I've set up a beautiful group of like-minded Schuster family here in Australia, so that's really exciting. So that we're ready when you are able to help us. I know that Fiona and Teresa have come across some major, major roadblocks in step one. They need your help big time. So I just wanted to speak to you and hope that you can have a chat with Teresa and Fiona and see if we can get things moving here. Because we're all keen. You know, we've got the group together now. We're communicating together. But we can't go anywhere. We're at this, like, banging heads against a brick wall.
Okay. It's crazy. Forgive me. We're in Queensland. Is that correct?
Well, I was in Queensland, but now I'm on the border of Victoria and New South.
Okay. Both of those are good for me, too. All right, so I have all the documentation for the original homesteaders in Australia, and I've done a couple, but I need someone to maybe take a little more horsepower, be more of the primary there. What can you educate us? What happens when you recite the original Homestead Act in Australia to a state official, so whether it's Victoria or Queensland? Do you get anywhere with them, or do they acknowledge it? Or so, in my experience in Australia, is send us an email.
Okay, I will
go on the webpage. No one really wants to talk to you in Australia at the office that you're working with. Is that fair to say?
Exactly, that's exactly what's happening. The girls are getting nowhere. We're all trying to get the titles and just can't get hold of anything and can't get anything rolling. There's just major roadblocks. So we definitely need some help, Q.
Okay. So I want a part of this. It's obviously very passionate to me. And do you have all the documentations from the Legacy Homestead Act of Australia?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that up. I'll put that up on the webpage then. And I feel that's probably the best way to go with all these countries is I'm going to give everybody the original. Now, the Australian one, of course, was dictated by the Queen. And so as domineering as the Queen was, it actually is fairly simple because she exposed a lot of that's very wordy, but she exposed a lot of Achilles' heel in there to possess land. And so I think what I'll do is I'll put that up on the webpage and then let's see if we can get some more Aussies calling in and see how they do at the front desk there, Victoria or otherwise. How are you treated when you go into, when you talk to these people?
Well, we just haven't even been able to. We're doing it all online and not getting anywhere with it. We're just hitting brick walls and yeah, it's a real shame that we can't progress any further with it. And we're just really crying out for some help here because we're all keen to, we're so excited to hear you guys are all progressing so well over there and the excitement and the vibe that's going on. It's so amazing. And we want to get the ball rolling over here. We really do. And we've got a group together and anybody listening in on the call to please reach out and find us. I can't really say, I suppose, who we are, but we're on Telegram.
Yes, very good. Now, here's my suggestion. Can you do one thing for me?
Of course.
Just can you do one thing for me?
Yep.
So that I can be of help to you. Wherever we're going to file title, can you physically go to that office and ask them how to do it? Not to be coy or flip or to poke the bear, just how... I know this was originally homesteaded. How do I do it? And get yourself in the mix so that you start the energetics, the excitement about it, and the education all at the same time. Okay. Physically go to the office in which you would need to file, or you're assuming, and just start the ball. Can you do that?
I can certainly give that a try.
Or somebody else.
Yep,
but just make an action that's physical, eyeball to eyeball. I'm under the opinion that we originally homesteaded all this land in Australia. How would I reestablish or get a copy of the original homestead? Just do some action where you're working with another human, and that should start a stimulation process. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Perfect sense. Yep. Okay, that sounds really good. We'll sort of certainly get our group onto somebody who's closer into a city to be able to do something like that. And I'm sure Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne will have people who'll be able to step up and go and do that.
I assure you, it's not an exercise. It's you establishing your power, your light, and now being present with what you want to achieve. Now, if your intentions are just to be a troublemaker, but if you really want to do this, if you're really excited about it, I guarantee you get some movement.
Maybe. That's so exciting. Thank you. Can't believe it.
Okay. You got wind. You got wind in your sails now. Any other questions?
Thank you. Yes, I do. After reading through from forthepeople.space, last night, I really felt strongly about the saving humanity, and of course it was saving humanity from AI. How can we contribute to that? Because that obviously was so huge, and we are more powerful than AI, and I totally understand that, but I want to know
Very
if
good.
There's things that little men
There's only one. There's
here.
Only one solution. There's only one solution. And whether it's Asha, me, or anybody else, Alexander Meters, Eve, Weather Serpent, Max Steele, all of us, Paul Hellyer, we're going to tell you all the same things. Stop thinking. there's only one way out of this.
Well,
stop thinking.
Okay, great.
You can participate with it. Or you can stop thinking.
Yeah.
You only have two choices.
Yeah.
Using your core and with fantastic abilities, or you can overthink everything and have fun receiving a lot of information. You're super psychic. All of you are super psychic, and you can't stop the process of seeing information. So if you can stop thinking, that is my solution. But what is AI? Can you tell me what AI is?
Well, by the sounds of it, a load of very serious computers that are trying to compete with us.
But where do they come from? Where do they come from?
Well, they're man-made.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I'm guessing they are.
Very good. Well, we'll leave it at that. Any other questions for me?
No, I just called to say I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for helping us with your motivation. It teaches us so much. Thank you for the call today. Thank you for the call today. All right. That was outstanding. Yeah, Australia was not easy for me either. And I will love this one. we're going to take care of Australia. Probably the most dangerous place on the planet, it would be my opinion. And the reason it's dangerous is because the people have become abducted in a way that you can't tell they've been abducted. It's very tricky working with all the aliens there. The hits on me, the volume of individuals trying to kill me in Australia was the largest I've ever seen. And any light being that stands up for your rights gets a lot of attention. So I'm on it though. And it's not going to go well for these clowns. Thank you so much, Australia. Tracy from California on line one. Sorry, thank you for waiting. Tracy on line one. Some of us have legacy attachments to areas outside of their typical lives. Is it possible to be welcome out there? Tracy from California. Is this a land patent question?
I don't know if it is or not, truthfully, Q. I don't know that land patents would be relevant out there. I'm just curious about some of the heart ties that I'm feeling that aren't quite here. I mean, I have them in the Pacific Northwest for sure. But I'm feeling something really outside of there that at first I thought was off planet, but I don't think it is. I think it's just outside of lands that, you know, we traditionally know. So I was just curious.
Okay, so I examined a lot of people with this question. It's an outstanding question, by the way. And I examine nostalgia in the physical body, the type of humans we are. And then I looked at our legacy. So if you've been here 2,000 years in different bodies, where does nostalgia start and stop? I studied that endlessly. And I recognize nostalgia and or sentiment of grandma's old quilt, etc., homes, is all epigenetic installed in the human body. So if I've been everywhere in the universe, as an example, why would I be fond of grandma's teacup? Because I've had a million lives, so why is grandma's teacup so valuable to me? Well, I started assessing that. And how do we feel when we're on a planet, a geography that we prefer? And I can see endlessly that we like to be on vortices. We really have legacy vortices that we established millions of years ago, not thousands. And we seem to really gravitate to the vortex of the geography that we made for ourselves. So does that help?
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And I was just curious, the connection that I seem to have through a memory experience, I'm thinking it was being in a mind that didn't have that constant background dialogue going on. And I think it just felt so great. Does that have anything to do with place or just experience?
Well, very good. Outstanding job. Thank you for helping so many people. On the other planets that I have been on, the scale and the way in which we interact with this planet is much different. The vortices are more spread out on some planets. This planet, the area you're on your planet, there is a lot of vortexes here. And it's primarily because this region of your planet has so much water. So there's tremendous amount of water in the region of your planet you're on. And so that's the best I can do relating to all of us. Why do we, if you look at a map, why are so many people on the outside of your continent? So obviously you can understand that. Why are we living on the outside of our continents? Because the type of human you're in is primarily a water human. You have so much water in you, you're going to gravitate towards water. That's what makes us so powerful too. Forgive me if I got off topic.
No, it's all, you can't get off topic. It's all perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. And just express appreciation. My life has changed so dramatically since,
coming in contact with you, and I'm just grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I never get tired of hearing that person call in because they're examining information from their core, and then the brain translates it for them. It's brilliant how Tracy does it there, and all of you do it. Let's see if I get one more in before the next show. As we got Sharon, Texas, on line six. Forgive me if I've missed my freak sequence of events here. Sharon is on is from Texas on line six. Update. Is this the doctor? Is this Sharon, the doctor?
Oh, hi. Hi, too. I'm Fly Girl. Yep. I'll take
Sweet.
Both.
Okay. What are we working on today, Sharon?
Oh, I just wanted to call in and let you know we've finished step two, except for the filing of it. And I'm ready to go with a public notice. And the county here, at least the county clerk's office is being really helpful. I walked in yesterday, and I see what you mean by I was going to call, and I decided to just walk in and smiling with them and asking how they're doing. And I let them know I needed to post a public notice, and he goes, oh, what for? And I just said, I'm updating my land grant to my ranch. And he goes, oh. He goes, well, we can put a stamp on it. And then he showed me his big stamp. He goes, we can put a stamp with a date on it if that will help, and then it'll look official wherever I go to post it. And I thought that was really nice. And I don't think he has a clue of what it's accomplishing, but they're being helpful. And he also gave me the name of the group that did the restoration project for some of these counties where every original land grant is in a binded, like, locker book type thing on the table. So I'm feeling like they're really helpful. I wanted to let you know that.
Can you tell everybody the county? Can you tell everybody the county again?
It's Wise County.
Yep.
And they also did the original land grant book. It's a massive book for Denton County. So I'm going to try to find out who they are and walk in instead of calling them and kind of meet them.
Okay.
But I'm just so high. I'm just so excited. I submitted step two and step three curriculums to you, and I'm just so ready to have a town meeting. I know it's probably a little premature, but I would like to grab two of my neighbors that have adjoining ranches to mine and have them be my witnesses, and that'll give me a chance to kind of let them know what I'm doing and invite them to maybe see if they want to participate. Would this be too early to start that?
No, it's your inspiration is what we're looking, because you're so powerful. When you get excited about something, is what I'm promoting to everyone that listens to these calls is I'm very aware of how powerful you are, and I want you to remind yourself how powerful you are. When you get the train going, you cannot stop it. Very hard to stop a train is my assessment of where we're at in our reality and our dimension and in our light here. And we just need to trust ourselves and not call cue and doubt yourself, not say you are doing that. But what I can't wait for is when you get this done and someone in Montana says, well, how come Texas can do this and I can't? So we're removing the territories back to what they are supposed to be, and that is a continent. So maybe you've noticed there may be an agenda somebody else is working on that's very similar to mine.
Oh, yeah. And I would, I love to write. I love to pull groups together and be all inspired together. And, you know, the American Academy that Q Trump rolled out on For the People, I would so love to do that. And I don't want to get paid for any of this. We're all going to be fine. I want to have I can see online courses or coaching, conference calls with, hey, I just see this just taking off. So thank you. You're the wind in our sails, by the way. And I have a kind of a feeling that we're the bottle. But I'll save that for another call.
No, you're the genie.
We're the genie in the bottle. You just
keep
filling us up, and you're how we do it. And music and nature is my language, and you're how we do this. It's, yeah.
Thank you for calling. Keep calling in. Thank you for the call. Never stop. Never stop. Thank you for the call. Hey, we're going to move on to another show, everyone. We're going to do timelines. I'm probably going to talk a little bit about aliens this next hour. Forgive me for being presumptuous. I love you. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. See you next hour. Bye-bye.